What's good? First Down Football back at it again with another podcast. Today we got post opt out power rankings for all 32 teams in the NFL. Haven't decided if we're gonna do this in one or two parts. If we do decide to do it in two, make sure you stay tuned for the second part. But let's get into it.
Let's go,
Georgie.
All right. Do you want me to do the first one, the 32nd team?
Yeah.
The 32nd team I have is an obvious one. Jacksonville Jaguars. They are. Mm. It doesn't matter who opts out. They're still going to be dookie. Like, look at their roster. They're one of their best players. They literally won't play for them. Yannick, right? Mm-hmm. He won't play.
Yep.
They had a good draft, I'll admit that, but the players they drafted are not going to be enough to save them. Sure, Caleb Vaughn's pretty good. The cornerback they got was all right. CJ Henderson, correct? Yeah?
Yep.
But there's still so many holes on their team, and just it's not good enough, and I feel they're going to just have to tank for Trevor. And just
yeah, they're definitely
– away.
Yeah, I have the Jaguars, too, at 32. They're definitely in a rebuilding mode. Obviously trying to position themselves in the best possible – way to get Trevor Lawrence and trading away Jalen Ramsey for an additional first-round pick in this next year's draft opens up a lot of doors. So they're not tied in, you know, so they can get Trevor Lawrence at the number one pick and then get someone else to help surround him and just rebuild. So Jaguars, I think, undisputably at 32, 31. I'll go – we can do it just back and forth. I got the Bengals – I just have the Bengals because they're still a very young team. Still a lot of problems on the offensive line, specifically right tackle and like the interior of the offensive line, which will pose a lot of problems for Joe Burrow. The wide receiving core, obviously AJ Green comes back, is definitely pretty good. And it's definitely a step in the right direction, but just all around, this team still has a ton of holes. They did spend a lot of money for the first time in years and years and years in free agency. It's definitely going to help them in the future in rebuilding and get to where they need to be to compete to get into a playoff, to get into the playoffs in the tough AFC North division.
All right. For my 31, I got the Jets now. The Jets aren't a good team at all, in my opinion. They're pretty bad. They're not going to do good. If you just look at their roster, they have some promising spots, but it just does not look good for them. They lost what's his name? Robbie Anderson, right? They didn't really replace mm-hmm. him until third round, was it? Yeah? Or second?
Yeah.
Third round.
Yeah, you got Denzel Mims in the second round.
Oh, second round. My bad. But still, rookie wide receiver still needs to prove himself. That wide receiving core is not looking good. And at running back, they have old and barely walking Frank Gore. I mean, their offense won't be able to do anything. I don't see any weapons on there, if I'm being completely honest with
you. Well, they have Le'Veon Bell running back.
Oh, yeah, sorry. But still, there were plays Le'Veon Bell where he would fight. He'd, like, get past three people and still barely get the third down. One player is not going to do well like that. If they built up the line in the offseason or got anyone to help Darnold, that it would be a different case here. But still, I don't know. The defense?
Well, that's what they did. They drafted Mekhi Becton and signed Connor McGovern. So they're building up
they're
that
building
offensive line.
Yeah, but still, a tackle and a guard, there's still a whole other side of the offensive line. And still, I don't really see a receiver that –
And they signed George Fant, who's not too good, but is kind of a placeholder there for the future. And they can replace him. But
I just don't see them doing too well.
All right.
Next up.
Yeah, you go.
All right. So we got the New York Giants. I don't know how I feel about the Giants. They drafted Andrew Thomas, which would not have been my choice for a tackle, if I'm being honest. But they did get him, which is good. They built up the O-line, which was needed for how many sacks and fumbles Daniel Jones did take and fumble. And they have a good receiving core and tight ends. They have good skill position, but their defense is not where it needs to be. Like, they did lose the top, the per 10 sack. He had a great year. Marcus Golden, who played really well for them. And they just need to raise their defense to a higher level than it is right now if they want a chance to being a higher team.
Yeah. In my number 30 spot, I have the Panthers. I think they definitely did take leaps and bounds in the offseason, and not only in personnel on the field, but also the coaching staff. I think Joe Brady and Matt Rhule are good additions and upgrades to the coaching staff. And bringing in Teddy Bridgewater to quarterback the team, I think, is just a little bit of a he's just like a placeholder there until they position themselves to get someone like a Justin Fields, either in next year's draft class or possibly the year after that, get another quarterback. But he's on a pretty cheap deal for a quarterback, so it allows a lot of flexibility. They did add a left tackle, Russell Okung, but he's debating retirement, and they use all their draft picks on the defensive side of the ball, which is very, very rare. So they definitely are, they're granted to get better on the defensive side of the ball. Bringing in Robbie Anderson definitely upgrades to, definitely brings an upgrade to the wide receiving core, but there's still some pretty big holes, interior offensive line and tight end is definitely, a huge hole. And especially when you have someone like, you know, like Teddy Bridgewater, who hasn't started a ton of games. Tight end's a very important position as a security blanket, so that kind of raises a red flag. I think they're a few years removed from playoff contention, but that's why I have them at 30. At 29, I have the Giants for pretty much all the same reasons that George mentioned. Daniel Jones is a lot better than I thought he would be, so props to him, but again, what George said, they have a lot of problems on the offensive line with Nate Solder opting out. The loss of Marcus Golden is definitely raises some red flags, and it definitely puts the Giants in a tough position to do well this upcoming season. They have a bright future with Barkley and Jones, but aside from that, and Slayton and Ingram, but aside from that, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough uphill battle for 2 or 3 years to come.
All right. Next up, we did a little switch up there. I have the Carolina Panthers. In the draft, they drafted all defense, which was really good because they did lose a really good linebacker who really brought that defense together and kind of held it together, being able to go all over the field, help out, knowing, kind of reading what play it was. Without him, they're going to really struggle, along with not having their quarterback, who their former MVP Cam Newton. I would say they kind of went down and got Teddy Bridgewater kind of did. What word am I looking for?
Downgraded.
Downgrade. Thank you. And their offense
on a much cheaper deal. So
yeah, their offense will still be very good, seeing CMC is still there, and they did pick up Rodney Anderson, but they did lose a key player in Greg Olsen, who is a really good, like, as you just said, tight ends are very important for the fact they're kind of like the quarterback's best friend because they run short little routes. They're kind of a safe throw for them. But even though they drafted all defense, I still think it's not where it needs to be for them to be higher on this list. And I feel that Teddy Bridgewater is not going to be their steady quarterback, and then they're going to move on from him if they want to get the playoffs. Yeah, it's a lot
of out with the old in with the new.
Yeah.
Cutting Olsen, Keekly retiring, and cutting Newton.
Yep. Next up, we do have the Miami Dolphins. Now, I know they did draft Tua. They had a lot of good picks. But the thing is, and they did have a lot of free agency pickups, they're not ready to start Tua. Tua's coming back from an injury. They did say that a lot of people are thinking, and I think they did say that Fitzpatrick's going to be a starter.
I think if there was a preseason, I think Tua would probably start week one, but there's not.
It's going to be different. The first few weeks, Fitzpatrick's going to start. He's probably going to show out as a little Shitzpatrick, but, you know, It is what it is.
No, it's Fitzmagic week like 1 through week 4.
And then Fitzpatrick comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and then that's going to happen. If they want to have any playoff hopes, they're going to need Tua to come out, because Ryan Fitzpatrick is for teams that need a decent quarterback. He won't get you far. He's just for whatever team. If your QB got injured, if something happened, blah, 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 whatever. He's kind of that quick replacement. Their defense is looking it's looking pretty good. It's not enough to bring the team together, I don't think. Like, they did pick up some linebackers, Landon Roberts, Van Noy. They got the cornerback, Byron Jones. But mm-hmm. there's still a lot of holes on that team. Like, their offensive line, their defensive line's all right, but still holes.
Yeah. At my 28, I have the Washington football team. I thought, you know, coming into or at the end of last season and post-draft, I think they had a really good draft, and it was a bright future in Washington. I thought they had all the tools that they needed, but just so much controversy with it really, you know, possibly, you know, go on a 7-9 season, but just too much happening in the front office right now. And just with management and all that stuff, and obviously the entire rebranding process underway, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Dwayne Haskins' shoulders. And for a second-year quarterback, you know, he has to really show out. And with a poor offensive line and not a lot of weapons, it's going to be tough. The defense is definitely very good, and that's why they are this high on my list. You know, everyone has them at, like, 31. But the pass rush wins you games. But other than that, there's not a lot of bright spots. I really do like Dwayne Haskins. I think he could be a really good quarterback. But I think it's kind of him against the world right now. Ron Rivera comes in. There's no ties between Ron Rivera and him. He's not guaranteed a spot. Ron Rivera can just play out the season, draft Justin Fields, call it a day. He's not tied to him in any shape, way, or form. So that's gonna really set the Washington football team back. At 27, I have the Jets. George was a little low on them. I think they have a pretty good roster. Defensively, I think they're pretty good. They're just missing edge, which obviously is very important, arguably the second most important position in football. So I can see why George put them at 31. But wide receiver, you know, I think they have a very bright future in Sam Darnold. Le'Veon Bell, I think, is going to have a pretty good year this year. They definitely buffed up that offensive line. It's a lot better from what it was last year. Last year, it was just a bunch of people that they pulled off the street. But, you know, I think they definitely had an improved roster. And the fact that they won 6-7 games and Sam Darnold missed 3 of those, and they got absolutely killed by teams like the Patriots. That's not a shot at the Patriots. That's just, you know, the fact that they lost, like, what was it, 43-3 or whatever. I don't know. It was a bad, bad game. It was like 34-6 or something like that. I don't know. Oh yeah, I remember that. That was a game that Jared Stidham came in and threw a pick to Jamal Adams and had to be removed.
I'd rather throw a pick to one of the best safeties in the league, to Kenny Vaccaro, in the playoffs. Yeah.
Speechless. And so they have a pretty good roster. So that's why they're this high. I think that the coaching staff is definitely holding the team back. And this year can be a step up for them next year to eventually go forward in their rebuild and go back to the glory days of Jets football.
All right. Next up, we got, for my pick for 27, the Washington football team and their brand new name. The reason I had this was a lot of things, a lot. Haskins is not what they need to be. Although Alex Smith is back, And I just don't think after what he went through, it's good that he can still walk, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
And
it's tough, you know. It's one thing to be able to throw the ball in training camp, and it's another thing with people diving at your legs.
But yeah, I like that. And along with this, they did lose their running back. Darius Geis. Adrian Peterson is a little old to be the number one. I don't think he can put up the numbers he used to in Minnesota. He needs someone to kind of be the number one backer, like have a second back in there to take the pressure off. Along with that, they did lose Jordan Reed, the tight end, so there is no more safety valve at tight end. Well, they do have the Moss kid, but he's not good.
Thaddeus Moss.
Yeah. O-line, atrocious. They lost T. Williams, whatever. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense, they did get better. I will admit that the edge is looking pretty scary out. I will, but cornerbacks are all right. They got Fuller. Safety, middle linebacker is not looking good. So for that. And next up, we got the Rams. Reason I had this, they wasted their picks on Jalen Ramsey, and it was not worth it. 2 years of first-round picks to put into a cornerback who usually, I know this is an inference, but cornerbacks are not very good for a long time. They have to be, like, really good. Like, you have your Darrell Revis, your Champ Bailey, your Deion Sanders, your Rod Woodson. You have all these players who were good for a long time, consistent. But there are not many cornerbacks who can stay at such a high level worth 2 first-round picks.
Well, I think that's why they did end up using that trade, because Jalen Ramsey has proved to be playing at a high level for a long time.
I don't know about that. I don't think it was worth it for them. They had higher needs than cornerback. They should have just kept Peters, and not trade him for what'd they trade, a 5th round? Yeah, 4th?
Traded Marcus Peters for a 4th round.
Yeah, that's
and
what
they
the
got.
That's dumb.
They got what's his name in return? I forget. The outside linebacker for the Ravens.
They're Adam Levine, right? No.
No.
They lost. They do not have linebackers. They lost Clay Matthews. Corey Littleton is not there anymore. And along with this, their run game, I'm not very sure about that. Like, they did kick Cam Akers. They lost Todd Gurley. Cam Akers needs to prove himself. And, like, they have to do something. And their O-line is all right. I mean, they do have Whitworth. But the interior line is what I'm scared of. That I can't tell you that I feel safe having 2 or 3 dropbacks and not getting sacked. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's a little rough. My 26 is the Miami Dolphins. I think George covered them pretty well. Tua's probably half a year to a full year removed from being a starter, just for durability reasons. And this team as a whole is 1 year removed from playoff contention. I think 1 or 2 picks in the draft next year can definitely – you know, put this team in the playoffs if they get someone like a Jamar Chase, or even if they buff up the offensive line and move someone like Austin Jackson at right tackle, move Robert Hunt into guard. It could definitely help not only a team, but Tua in the long run. So I think this Dolphins team is a little low. I think they can be, I think by the end of the year, if in a perfect world for Dolphins fans, they could be up around 19, 18, 17. But it just depends on if Tua plays or not and how this defense comes together in a world with no training camp. So for all the reasons George talked about the Dolphins and the tough schedule that they have in front of them, that's why I have them here at 26. At 25, I have the Rams. Again, George already covered the Rams. He mentioned the weak offensive line, and without Todd Gurley, there's not a huge running game. They did draft Cam Akers. I think Taylor Rapp can take a huge step up this year, and they did draft a ton of players on defense, who I actually am really intrigued to see. play, and we'll see how it goes. I think the Rams are a little bit disrespected. They're only 2 years removed from that Super Bowl run, but I think they definitely don't deserve to be in the top half of the league as of right now.
All right. My turn up here. All right. Next up, I got the Bears.
Ooh. The Bears.
The Bears. All right. So my problem with the Bears. Offense. Ooh, that thing is scary. I mean, they have so many threats on there. No, they don't. Their O-line, shaky at best. They got some tight ends. I will admit that. Weren't all their first three picks tight ends, right?
No, but they have like 10 tight ends.
Yeah, whatever. They did get Jimmy Graham, which I'll admit is pretty good, all right? Mm-hmm. Their wide receivers, Taylor Gabriel, Allen Robinson, they're all right, but quarterback situation is a little shaky to me. I will admit that. The other thing with that, like, Foles hasn't played in a while, and what he did, he was outplayed by Gardner Minshew. Nothing against Gardner Minshew, but come on. Foles, yeah. You won a Super Bowl. You got to play better than that. The running back, Tariq Cohen's pretty good. I'll give that. And who's the other guy? I forget.
Dave Montgomery.
Yeah, he did pretty good. I keep thinking he's Ty Montgomery. But that O-line will hold them down. The defense is looking pretty good. But there are a couple of holes in there, which I don't think really will help them that well. Like, their safeties have not been playing as well as they should have been. Like, Eddie Jackson had an off year. I don't think he will ever get to performing the way he did before.
Mm-hmm.
Their secondary, their cornerbacks haven't been that well. And I'm just not very sure about that. We have to see how they play out.
Yeah.
Now the Falcons. The reason I have this is they had a terrible draft. They did not draft well. They had a good pick, solid pick. They blew it. Like, come on. Their team did get Todd Gurley, which I don't know why. They have Ito Smith, and I'd much rather have than Todd Gurley. But I don't know. They should have bought something else. Wide receivers are good. Tight end, they got Hayden Hurst. I feel that their defense is going to make them struggle. They have Kazi. They have Ricardo Allen. The cornerback situation, though, I don't know how I'm feeling about that.
Yeah, they drafted, it's a little rough.
They drafted one who was pretty bum.
AJ
right?
Terrell, yeah.
Yeah. They traded away. No, they didn't trade. Did they trade away Trufant? No. They cut Trufant. That's not looking fun. Their D-line is all right at best. I mean, Grady Jarrett's the only good player I can see there. Linebacking core, they have. No, right.
Deion Jones is pretty good.
Yeah, they have Deion Jones.
Zach McKinley on the defensive line is pretty good.
And also they
and have, they
Campbell.
Yeah, they,
Campbell. Campbell's pretty good, right?
Devondre Campbell, he's on the Cardinals now.
Oh. Well.
But they did get what's his name from the not a Bukum from the Rams.
Oh, not Littleton.
Littleton's on the Raiders.
Yeah.
The pass rusher.
Thank you.
I'm drawing a blank.
All right, we'll just move on from that. All right, you want to go now?
Yeah, we're on 24, right?
Yeah, who? Dante
Fowler.
Oh, Dante Fowler.
Yeah, okay. We're on 24?
Yep.
Wait. Okay. Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Because I have not said this team yet, and this team is the Detroit Lions. I have them at 24. I think they have a very good roster. Obviously, they only won 3 games last year because Matt Stafford got injured. But they were off to a really hot start, and that was kind of cooled off after the refs sold them in the Monday night game against the Packers. I think a lot of people are either really high on the Lions or really low. I've seen a lot of videos explaining why the Lions could do the same thing that the Niners have done this past year. But I don't see them doing that, but I don't see them doing nearly as bad as other people think. They just need that interior defensive line, presence, and that's why I had them getting Derrick Brown last year. Obviously, they went Jeff Okuda, which is an upgrade. But I think this team is a little bit removed from playoff contention. In a year or two, I think they need a change in the coaching staff. Matt Patricia, I don't think, is the guy to get the job done. That's why I have them at 24. At 23, I have the Falcons for pretty much all the same reasons that George just mentioned. They didn't have a very, very good draft. They didn't improve a ton. Dan Quinn is on a lifeline, and I think, honestly, they should have moved on from him last year. But Matt Ryan and Julio Jones are really the only pieces of that team that's keeping that offense afloat, and Deion Jones and Grager is the only part of that team keeping the defense afloat. So we'll see how it goes next year. I think they could probably squeak out a 7-9 season, but definitely not a playoff journey for the Falcons this upcoming year.
All right, next up for me, we got the Bengals. Now, I put the Bengals a little higher than you did for the reasoning that I have a lot of hope for them. They drafted really well, in my opinion. I really like the pick. I know, like, Joe Burrow was good. T. Higgins, I like. But Akeem Davis Gather, I mean, good linebacker out of Appalachian State. I feel he's going to have a good year. He's really going to step up there. They did upgrade their linebackers. Their O-line, I feel that it's not as bad as Andrew said. They had Jonah Williams, they had Price, they have some decent players. It's not the best at all, but I feel that the amount of good wide receivers they have, Higgins, Green, Boyd, Ross, right? All good wide receivers who could really benefit them. Along with the offseason they did have, getting all the cornerbacks they did should really help their secondary and kind of give a lockdown to give time for their amazing D-line. Like, we're not talking about this. They got Mike Daniels. That's a great pickup. Geno Atkins and Mike Daniels on the same D-line is going to be very lethal. That's my feeling about that.
They got DJ Reader. The only thing, you've been mentioning this for years. You've been mentioning this for weeks. I think that they have now three defensive tackles, and the only one that can play D-end is DJ Reader.
Who? What? They have two. Reader and Atkins.
And Mike Daniels, the guy who Daniels is a great pickup.
He's an end.
Well, not a very good one. He played defensive tackle in Detroit.
If they were in a 3-4 scheme, they can put them all there. Just saying.
I don't know. I mean, none of them are as versatile as someone like Calais Campbell, who's moved from DN to D-tackle to 4-3 DN and 4-3 D-tackle and 3-4.
You're just saying that because he's on the Ravens, all right?
No, I'm not saying that because in Arizona, he switched from a 4-3 D-tackle to 4-3 DN, and then went to Jacksonville and played 3-4 DN. And now that's where you'll play in Baltimore. But I don't think they have that versatility across the defensive line.
All right. I understand. Next up, after the Bengals, we have the Brownies. I don't like the Browns. I feel like they just don't work well together. They don't have a good team chemistry. Baker, I know Andrew has a very big hatred for him. He doesn't like him.
I don't like Baker. He's a little bit of a hothead. But
I feel like he's not a good quarterback. He just chucks it up, and because he has Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry, they connect half the time. They did get Hooper. And I feel Hooper and Njoku will do well. Their offense will be good. But I'm not sure about that defense. Denzel Ward has been doing pretty good. Greedy Williams has not shown he's a football player yet. And along with that, I feel their linebacking core could get some help. It's not looking bright there. Their D-line, they signed Myles Garrett to a big deal, which is looking good. They have Larry Ogunjobi, who's pretty good. And do they still have Olivier Vernon on that
big
deal? That makes me sick to my stomach. All right. Next for you.
Okay. At 22, I have the New England Patriots. Obviously, George isn't very happy about that. But they had 8 opt-outs, George. You can't, like, You keep trying to reason with me on how the offense is, like, super good and the Hall of Fame wide receiver and Julian Edelman and Cam Newton's the next MVP of the league. The only thing that was keeping that team in, like, in playoff contention, in quotes, if you want to call it that, was Bill Belichick and the defense. And half the defense is now going to be on their couch on Sundays. Dante Hightower, Patrick Chung, two of the better players on the defense opted out. Dante Hightower is like the only good middle linebacker on that roster. And then they're going to put their faith in some D2 safety to play with McCourty. And McCourty's good, don't get me wrong. And the corners are very good. But young pass rush, who hasn't proved themselves yet, and young and immature D-line is definitely going to be exposed, especially as more teams saw blueprints like how the Titans used, and they're going to lean more on the run. That's what I think the Browns will do this year, and I think they'll be a little bit more successful. You know, teams like that are going to lean more on the run, and they're going to exploit the Patriots up front instead of passing, and Gilmore and J.C. Jackson can't ball hawk all the time, so... I that's why I have the Patriots low. I know it's a little bit of a rant just because George is going to try and argue with me on this, but that's why I have them at 22. At 21, I have the Bears. I think George kind of went over them. I think they could see a little bit of a rise this year as they did trade for Nick Foles. I think Nick Foles will be I think he'll win the job by week 4, and I think the previous connection between him and Matt Nagy will definitely help this team out down the road. I could see them going 7-9, 8-8 in my projection for them this year, and yeah, it wouldn't shock me if they actually won the NFC North. I think that's a little bit – it's a competitive division, but it's a weaker division. So it wouldn't surprise me if they win it.
All right, next up I do have the Colts, the Indy Colts.
Really low, huh?
What? Oh.
You have them really low, huh?
Well, because, yeah, like they're going to have Phillip starting. Phillip Rivers is an all-right receiver. He had Keenan Allen, and he couldn't really produce that well. He had Mike Williams, couldn't really produce that well. Hunter Henry couldn't really produce that well. I mean, he had all the receivers he needed in Chicago. Oh, my God. L.A. But you really think he's going to get it done with there's no more Ebron? He's not there. Who's their tight end?
Jack Doyle.
He's all right. I mean, T.Y.'s getting old. They did have that guy, who did they draft? Pittman?
Michael Pittman, yeah. Jr.
They drafted Pittman. They got Taylor and Marlon Mack, which are all right, but Taylor has a fumbling problem. Marlon Mack is pretty good. I mean, and their defense, I feel there's going to be holes in that secondary. Malik Hooker is all right. They lost Pierre Desir. They have Rock. Do you know who I'm talking about, right?
Rockison,
who's all right. I just don't see them being at the elite level where they're good enough to be any higher. Next up, I have the Oakland Raiders. The Oakland Raiders had a decent draft. They had some questionable picks, I would say. Like Henry Ruggs, number one, when they could have had Jerry Jeudy. That may just be me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was definitely a lapse in the front office.
Yeah, they did pick up Corey Littleton, but I feel Damon Arnett, he was an all right pick. But
yeah.
I don't know. I really.
And they got Cam Dantzler in the third round. So I think the Raiders had a pretty successful draft.
I thought Dantzler went to the Vikings.
Oh, yeah. Who'd they get in the third round?
What's his name? Oh, Austin Davis, right?
Ashton Davis.
Cal,
he went to the safety. Jets.
Oh, mother.
No, they got a corner.
Raiders. Lynn Bowden Jr. Oh, Tanner Muse?
Amik Robertson.
Oh.
I think he's a really good slot. He has the potential to be one of the best slot corners in this draft.
All right. But I still feel like they're not to the point. I know I say that a lot. Their offense is not where it needs to be. With what I saw Gruden saying, I feel like Mariota may have a chance to start. And with not having a solid quarterback, that may be the reason why they don't make the playoffs or get higher. You need to have a solid quarterback to get the playoffs, unless you're the Titans and have Derrick Henry. I mean, but you really need to know going into the season who your quarterback is going to be if you want to have playoff chances. And it's still up for grabs. And, I mean, the offense is all right. And I feel if they can get to know their quarterback, they will be in the playoffs next year, just not this year.
Yeah. All right, you got 19 right now.
I thought I did. I just said.
Oh, yeah. Three. Yeah. Okay. At my 20, I have the Raiders. I mean, that matched up kind of perfectly. Just for all the same reasons that George was just talking about, you know, unstable at the quarterback position. And, I mean, the pass rush is pretty good. Hopefully Cleveland Farrell can prove his worth next this upcoming year. But I think just the instability at quarterback is definitely hurting this team as of right now. And it wouldn't surprise me if they struggle because of that and then end up drafting one next year. But I think the receiving core got better. The cornerbacks got better. Safety got better. You know, the linebacking core got signing a Nick Wachowski or whatever you say and Corey Littleton. So that was definitely a plus. So this Raiders team definitely got a lot better. I think Derek Carr might struggle a little bit. But he seems to have kind of the eye of the tiger in interviews, but it's yet to be seen on the field. At 19, I have the L.A. Chargers. Another tough situation at quarterback with the battle between Tyrod Taylor and Justin Herbert. Other than the quarterback position, though, this team has a lot of bright spots at wide receiver and on the top five defense in the league. So we'll see how Hunter Henry plays under the franchise tag and if the offensive line can improve from last year. And if that can happen and Justin Herbert takes over halfway through the season, maybe they can ride the hot hand and go into next season. Maybe on the top half of this list. But for me, as of right now, I have them at 19.
All right. For number 18, I have... Oh, wait, no. 19, right?
19, yeah.
Chargers. Mm. As I was saying, it is crucial to if you want to make the playoffs, you got to have us know who your starting quarterback is. They say they know it's going to be Tyrod Taylor, but I don't know if he's good enough to really be a starter. This is my prediction. He's going to play good, right? But towards the midseason, he's going to shit the bed. Absolutely. 2-3 picks a game. And then they're going to put Herbert in. It's going to kind of be like Drew Locke. He's going to have a good end of season. And they're not in the playoffs. They will be a good team in the next coming years. They signed Bosa to a very long deal, which is good. They need him if they want him to play off.
Yeah.
Defense is good. They drafted a really good defense. Just, I don't know about that offense anymore. They don't have a run. They have Eckler. I mean, their O-line is a little shaky. Their interior D-line is all right. They did draft Kenneth Murray, which helps, but they need it's just uncertainty at the quarterback position, which I don't know. All right. Yeah. Next up, we got, this may surprise a couple people, the Packers.
Mm.
Ready to hear why?
I'm ready. Preach, George. Preach.
The Packers, right? This is what they're saying in hindsight. Fuck you, Aaron Rodgers. We don't want you here, you oldie. We want the brand new Jordan Love. What's not to like? It's not going to be good. They didn't help him at all. He's stuck with not having having old and slow Mercedes Lewis at tight end. He only has, as a receiver, Adams, and maybe you could say Valdez Scaling is our scout, whatever.
Alan Lazard was pretty good last year.
I mean,
that's the only reason why they didn't take a wide receiver.
Please don't. And they picked a quarterback. come on. Their defense isn't really is pretty good. Their front seven, I like it. They have
They just signed Kenny Clark to a long deal. 4 year, like, I forget the exact number, but it's the highest he's the highest paid nose tackle in NFL history.
He is good, but like Rashawn Gary, who they drafted, isn't playing that well. What's his name? The other safety, Darnell Savage. He's all right. Cornerback situation's pretty. It's just, I don't know that they're not all in on going deep in the playoffs by drafting a quarterback. I feel like they pushed themselves to go into the rebuilding stage by drafting a quarterback instead of helping Aaron Rodgers, because it's not like he's a bad quarterback. He's still top 10, but they're moving on from him. And I don't know how I feel about that. Your turn.
All right. At 18, I have the Arizona Cardinals. Still a young team, but they have a lot of talent. I think the offensive line needs to improve before they are, you know, making that push for playoffs. I think they'll probably, I think they have a chance of ending up this, ending the season with a positive record. And who knows, maybe they can go on and shock the world and go worst to first. I don't see that happening. That's why I have them at 18. But offensive line needs improvements. I really like the pick of Isaiah Simmons, but Kyler Murray was sacked 44 times, 44, 48. And that's a lot, especially as a rookie. So they need to buff up the offensive line before they go anywhere.
Yeah, I feel the same about that. Their O-line is looking, I mean, all right. Like, Kyler Murray's okay at scrambling. He really, he's all right. He has the receivers that can kind of help him. I feel like with DeAndre Hopkins playing with Watson, he knows his scramble drill. The pocket's collapsed. Run. Get open. Get a quick pass for your quarterback. I feel he'll be really helpful with that. But you need an O-line to get the run game going. Kenyon Drake needs some push up front to get something.
Yeah. And the last one for today's video, number 17, I have the Cleveland Browns. George had them a little bit lower than I did. I just have the Cleveland Browns at 17 because of I think they had a really, really good draft and free agency. They addressed the tackle position, which is a huge need. And then additionally to that, they drafted Grant Delpit, who many people thought was going to be a top 10 pick in the last draft before the season. So they definitely improved a lot, and the coaching staff seems pretty secure as of right now. And I think they're going to lean on the run a lot more than they did last year, which is going to allow Baker to kind of chill in the pocket, you know. But I think Nick Chubb is very, very, very good, and he's going to single-handedly carry his team wherever they end up. He's going to be the fulcrum to, you know, a possible playoff appearance or, you know, a 7-9 season. So I think it's all on Nick Chubb, and I think he is very good and is a top three running back in the league today. So,
all right, with my last one, we got the Detroit Lions. Now, I'm probably going to get killed putting the Lions above the Packers, but their roster is so good. They got to produce. Matt Patricia, you don't do good right now, you're out the door. I mean, look at that team. It's looking very good. They have Matt Stafford come back here. I feel he's a really good candidate for most improved player. They got Kerryon Johnson, who's good. Swift. They have good receivers. One of the most underrated receivers in Kenny Galladay. They have Marvin Jones. They have – do they still have Amendola? I can't remember.
Yeah.
They have Amendola. They got Hawkinson, who I feel could play well. Their O-line is all right. They have Joe Dahl. Who's the tackle they have? Who's all right? Taylor Decker, correct, right?
Yeah.
Their D-line, looking all right. They don't have Mike Daniels anymore, but they do have a – they still have DeAndre Hand, who they drafted. Both.
Deshaun Hand.
They have both
Akuda.
No, the Aurora.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about, like Julian
Aurora.
Yeah. They Julian did draft Akuda, and they do have true – they have a ton of corners, which is – what Matt Patricia likes to do. They have Akuda, Trufant, Justin Coleman. Who's the last one I'm thinking of? They have one more. Their safeties are looking pretty good. They did get Duan Harmon.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to look this up. Their linebackers got better. They did get Collins to help out in with that, but I feel like they are pretty good. They're just not – their defense isn't to the point where it's elite, but they are pretty good now where I feel like they could play pretty well. The cornerback I was thinking of is Daryl Roberts. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, Daryl Roberts. They're very they have some other good ones too, Dee Virgin and Mike Ford, who I think are pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to end it off here. That's our
team. Yeah, we'll do. So yeah, we did 16-32 today. Next week we'll be back at it with 16-1, and we'll reveal our top team in the NFL along with the entire top half of the NFL. So stay tuned for that.
Yep.
George, you got anything?
It was good getting back to you guys. We will get our next podcast up soon, and we'll see you guys later.
Yep. Thank you guys for listening.